Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. In his life, 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 tuned in the dinner slide, in his life, in his life, in his life, in his life, tuned in.
Even though I still got ladies choosing, setting my alarm clock for 3:45 central time, no snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time, go on, hit the line, go on, get your friend, speak your mind or listen in, cause you know we about to get it in, log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes, Bill Gates listening, love for other blog sites, when comparing the shadow of other cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight when peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens, your half beams of fog light. Shad drop bomb, info type triple dub, Western World ONE.com. The Shad drop bomb, need some info type triple W's, Western World ONE.com.
It's a thin and slide, in his 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 slide, tuned in the dinner slide, in his slide. Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions.
Soundmaster T.
WesternWorld.com. www.westernworldone.com. Blog Talk Radio. Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's good with the world? What's good with the world? What's good with it? Man, it's your boy, man. Dennis Live, man. We in the building, man. We live. Hey, man, it's hot outside, right? We talking about, you know, 40, 50, 60, you know, degrees. Okay? All right. My biggest thing is, man, what's crazy, man, and what we're talking about, man, with the people, man, is basically about, you know, they say Chirac, you know what I'm saying, Chirac, Chicago, they say Chirac means, you know, Iraq, you know what I'm saying, the violence and what's going on, and that's all you've been hearing, 2013, now coming up into 2014, killings, shootings, you know, violence, you know what I'm saying? And the first thing targeting is these gangs. You know, the gangs are doing this. The gangs are doing that. South side of Chicago is doing this. South side of Chicago is doing that. The west side of Chicago is doing this. You know what I'm saying? And my biggest thing is, okay, what are we doing to prevent it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I'm not saying it in a way to where I know you people that's, you know, there's doing something now, if y'all say y'all are, if y'all say y'all not, I don't know. But my thing is, it's quick to put on some negativity. I mean, like, real quick. You can throw some negativity on real quick. You know what I'm saying? But where is it at to the point to where is where we can, you know, cover it up? It ain't getting covered. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, you will look up so quick to blame these young youths about, yeah, man, they killing. Yeah, man, they out here shooting. They out here doing this. Yeah, they out here doing that. I understand that. I do, honestly. I'm not defending the fact of that a bullet has no name. You know what I'm saying? I'm not defending that, you know, you in the gang and you don't get what's coming to you. I'm not defending all that. What I am defending is, I'm sure there's got to be a, well, for every negative, there got to be a positive. So if you still feeding our youth negativity, of course negativity is going to keep getting, you know what I'm saying, fulfilled. It's like a monster. You know what I'm saying? What's going to happen? A monster is never going to stop getting fed if you keep on feeding it. You know what I'm saying? You'll never lose weight if you keep on eating it. So every time you look at, we turn on the news, man, Chirac killing. Chirac killing. Chirac did this. Oh, man, Chirac just killed another rapper. oh man, Chirac did this. Now we're known as the number one violence in the city of Chicago. Come on, man. Come on, man. You'll never have a statistic, ever. Because if they're killing everywhere, how can you always have a number? I don't get it, man. I'm going to bring my boy in, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't been on the air in a minute, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring him in, man. Let him talk a little bit. We'll see what's going on. LB, what's up, boy? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling all right, brother. I'm feeling all right.
Man. Yeah, man. Well, you already know, man, what today's topic is about, man. Chirac, man. Chirac killing. Chirac killing this. Chirac killing that. You know what I'm saying? I got some clips, man. You know,
okay.
That I want you to, you know, listen to, man. You let me know what you think, man. What's your intake on it, man? You know what I'm saying? Every time we look up, man, it's number negativity, especially on the south side of Chicago. Number negativity. Killing. How you feeling about that?
You're very much so right that, you know, they're going to always make us look like we're the bad guys, you know, where the enemy is. But if you've noticed throughout the history of us being here in America, somebody always had to be the enemy, you know. For when it was 9/11, you know, the enemy was not the Arabs. It was not the blacks anymore, it was the Arabs. Everybody was in, you know, threat of the Arabs. The Arabs is the ones who are killing everybody. They're the terrorists. Well, we are, you know, a lot. Don't get me wrong. You know, we are killing, but every nationality kills. So, at the end of the day, America is trying to make our nationality look like, hey, you know what? This is the bad guy right there. If I'm bad, what are you? Good? If I'm bad, what are you? Good? You mean to tell me you tax the poor, but don't tax the rich and make the money? You keep us in poverty and then expect us to be civilized. Expect us to turn around and act like, you know, hey, those are the bottom feeders. Those people are feeding off the bottom. But if you ain't gave us nothing to work for, then hey, that's one side of it. The other side of it is I cannot ask a man to do anything for me that I can already do for myself. We need to stop begging. We need to stop asking someone to help us. Every nationality has involved themselves in some type of form of underworld or, according to the government, illegal activity. Johnson & Johnson products did not become the big medical giant that it is throughout the world without dealing in the underworld. The only thing they want to do is paint us as the bad guy. If I'm bad,
wow. What
are you? Good? You good? Is that it? You go killing throughout the world, but hey, what are you? Good? You paint these images on television that, hey, listen here, we're the Marines, we're this, we're going over here, we're causing all types of havoc, born supremacy, all that, he could break you down, and with our martial arts and everything, that's civilized? Is that being uncivilized? That's not the first sit down at the board meeting.
And it's called structural racism. Structural racism, man. How can you look at it as in the place of where it's, we look at the top 1%, how the Johnson & Johnson company, how they doing what they're doing. When you look at us, how we are in poverty, but if you already made this, and they say racism is about political, science, you know, so political leaders that have the right to make these moves, to tell us, yes, you can do this, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And my whole intake on that is, dude, that's what they did with Cabrini Green. You know what I'm saying? Structural racism. They was first built as row houses. But we gonna get into that, man. I'm gonna play this clip first, bro.
Go ahead.
And on to this clip, man. Let's see these kids, man. Let me know what you think about it, alright?
Alright.
Alright. Here we go.
Chicago was always a violent place, you know what I'm saying? As time go on, it just got more and more violent because the attitude, shit, changed to now everybody don't get no fuck. Don't nobody give a fuck, and with ain't no leaders out here, ain't nobody accountable for their actions. You can do what the fuck you want, basically, you know what I'm saying? So without no repercussions, without no leaders telling you sit your ass down or beating your ass for doing something out of order, you know what I'm saying? So niggas just do what the fuck they want to do.
Took all the gang chiefs away. They took the structure. When they took the structure away, man, we developed a systematic I call it a systematic uproar, man. It's a systematic uproar, man. It's a systematic downfall, man. They put a glitch in our computer chip when they took all the gang chiefs. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they took the projects. They took the gang chiefs first. Then they took the projects. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, we're going to take their structure, then we're going to put them out in the ghettos and let them kill themselves so we can go and clean them off the streets. And this shit ain't no movie, though. It's real life. We living this shit, man. It's Taliban, Al-Qaeda shit. It's going on over here. And we in war with each other, man. It's like, so, we don't give no fuck about nobody else.
I was caught at a gas station, as in what they call lacking, on 67 in Cottage Grove. Person ran up on my car, shot all up in the car, hit me 7 times. On my stomach, my neck, my jaw, my hand, my back, almost hit me like 2 inches away from my spine. Like, it was crazy. I was in the hospital for maybe a month. Lost massive weight. I weighed like 90 pounds afterwards. Like, had to recover therapy. Like, it was crazy, man. Like, it's hectic out here for real. Like, when I talk about Chicago, like, it's really like that here. Like, it's living proof.
Growing up in Chicago, it was like good and bad. I had a lot of fun, but it's kind of dangerous having fun. First thing I remember is being arrested when I was a shorty. Like, that changed when I became a part of the system and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was locked up. I think like four bags of crack. I was like 13. Feel me? So once I became a part of the system, it kind of fucked me up because it was like in and out after that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't got the privilege of having a mother in their life. Or they father in their life. Some people, mama crackhead, you feel me? Daddy might never not been there. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as that inside household situation go bad, that's when you become an adult, aside from what you're doing outside of that.
Man, my age in Chicago was like being old. I'm 28 years old. You know what I'm saying? The life expectancy in the hood, you know what I'm saying? And statistically, ain't that long. You know what I'm saying? So 25 might be old. You know what I'm saying? 21 might be old. The casket's getting shorter and shorter nowadays. You know what I'm saying? What you doing out here in the streets is going to lead to two places. Jail or 115th of Fairfield. That's Mount Hope Cemetery. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you just got to watch what you're doing. You got to be aware. You know what I'm saying? Watch what you're doing. Stay aware. Stay alive, you know what I'm saying?
The charges told me that shoot out video,
they
can't leave.
They
They say it's a better way. Yeah, it true indeed it is. But for some of us, that's a picture that we can't even see. What we do every day is a better way for us. Because if heaven's up top, this can't be nothing but hell. Right here. So a lot of these murders that's occurring don't really be intent for the people that's probably hitting killed. You see what I'm saying? It might be meant for somebody else, or they just shooting, just trying to make noise, and whoever they hit. You know? Just randomly doing stuff. It ain't no love in the heart of this city right here, man. You know, it's just open season, man. Open market, you know?
Wow. Wow. What you think, B? How you feel about that, LB?
Same thing.
Huh?
Man, listen here.
My name is John. I
tell you like this, with that situation. It's a revolving door, no doubt. It's a revolving door, and it is. It's a revolving door.
Yeah, man. You know.
Yeah, it's a revolving door, and it's kind of hard because, you know, at the end of the day, he is very much so right. The gentleman said it took all our leaders away. Somebody who created structure. So at the end of the day. But what we have to learn is how do you regroup? We have to have a central. Everything has a central. No, everything has a central nerve system.
Wow. Let me see.
Everything has a central nerve system, and in order for us to realize that we need to find our central nerve system because our infrastructure is taken. By our central nerve system being taken, it's hard for us to get balance. We have first and foremost, our education is gone. And when I say our education is gone, I'm talking about we don't even have the education as far as finances. I'm selling drugs for what? To make money. What do I do with the money? What do I do with the money? I was just recently talking to some young brothers the other day, and I told them that we need three things to control: food, clothing, and shelter. We don't control our food because we don't grow our food. So who controls the food? The food is what makes our children obese. Pesticides. The food is what creates diseases. Pesticides. The food is what controls our whole makeup. So we don't control the food. So let's go to the clothing. Do we control clothing? No. Who manufactures it? Sean John even had a line. Called Sean John Wear. Everybody and their mama went out and bought Sean John. But who was manufacturing the clothes? Over there in Thailand. You see every other place, but no manufacturing here in the United States. If it was going to be like Fugu, for you and by you, it should have been recreated by you. We should have been creating seamstress. A thing of saying, hey, I'm going to teach you how to sew. And this is how you sew. Because why? If we're going to take over something and we're going to control something, we're going to control the whole market. Puffy is rich because of black. Puffy is rich because of black people.
Well, look at this.
African Americans have made him rich beyond his wildest dreams. Why?
Okay.
Because of the simple reason. Hold on for a second, please. I'm trying to really get this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch the movie about Frank Lucas, and Frank Lucas was a drug dealer, the whole purpose Frank wanted was to get to the main supplier so he could buy cheaper. He could buy at a cheaper rate, and he could sell and market it any way he wanted to.
Right.
We don't even have that simple. We have this central thing of saying, taking the same stuff that we sell every day, as far as narcotics on the streets to our people, and apply that to everyday government. So now we don't control the food. We don't control the clothing. What about our shelter? How do we control our shelter? Okay, we have a few people who buy property. But when we do buy the property, we're slumlords. We treat our people like they're slaves within themselves. So we don't make them accountable. So
sound like your mic went out a little bit and it's going in.
Yeah,
and out.
My fault. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I'm experiencing.
Are you cool?
Basically, we need to get back to the core essence of control. But the only way you can control is through finance, economics. It's the only way you can control anything is through economics. It's an old school saying, but it's still a saying that still applies today. He who has the gold rules. It's the golden rule. The people don't apply a lot of these old sayings to a modern life because we feel like it's old. If it worked then, it still could work now. The golden rule is he who has the gold rules.
Yeah. Now you have the territory is. Whoever's on the turf is taking the territory. You know what I'm saying? Whoever's lacking, that's what they call it. That's when they catch you, right? You know, it was some things that you did say too. You know what I'm saying? But it did make a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? When you looked at Frank Lucas, and then when you look at the fact of when you said the drugs, okay? You're gonna say, yeah, they selling drugs, but it's already structured. You know. That man went all the way out to, you know, say another country to cut the middleman out, you know what I'm saying, white America, cut them out to do what they need to do in order to, you know, say position itself. Now we're here. You got people selling, you know what I'm saying, the shorties out here, man, selling their drugs and doing what they doing, man. You can't take a $10 bag and say, okay, well, I ain't gonna sell this $10. I keep it at a $10 value. That's a $10 size, but I'm gonna sell it for a $5 value. You can't do it because it's not controlled that way. You gotta think about it. If you got an ounce, a quarter, half, whatever, eight balls, whatever, you gotta look at what they're going for. If they're going for $100, $200, whatever they're going for, you gotta pretty much try to double the profit, because if you don't, how you going to be able to recoup? You see what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm saying it like this is because it's real out here. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no structure no more. You know, think about it, man. These cats in the video, they said, understand, they took all the big leaders. They took everybody away so that way we can't have it. That's called structural racism. You see what I'm saying? We take them away, lock them up, get rid of them, so that way we can keep it and run it the way that we want to run it. And that's what they do, man. They get all the sheets up out of here. So it can be run well.
That's what we're talking about. Bottom line of it is, it's about slavery. It's to keep us enslaved. As no longer shackles, where you can physically see the shackles. It's mental shackles on the street, physical shackles in the jail. Slavery is slavery. The only way we'll be able to sustain America is if we keep you enslaved. Period, point blank. The only way that we keep enslaved is being unaware.
This is like a real touchy thing for me, man, because, you know, I was one of them cats on that clip, man. And, big ups to the documentary is called Violence in the City of Chirac, man. Big ups courtesy to the documents of the violence in Chirac. You know, you can check that out, too. That's where I got the clip from. And the big thing about it was, man, all them cats, man, that stand something, man, you know, those are our kids. You know what I'm saying? We was them back then. You know, my man said, man, 28 years old, he said, he's like, man, I'm considered an OG. I'm 28. Hell, some consider OG to 21 now. So that's telling you that, man, the days of their lives are really numbered. It was like almost double of them, you know what I'm saying, have to grow up. Some had to grow up at 16. Some had to grow up at 14. You know what I'm saying? It's like they just look at the fact of, okay, people looking at the fact of, like, man, Joe, they shoot, man, they killed my boy, they killed my girl, they killed my daughter, they killed my nephew, they killed my niece. Now, I cannot speak for that because, you know, yeah, I know how it feels. Everybody had death in their family. I cannot speak for the families that's hurt, or I cannot speak for the ones that's pulling the trigger. I only can go off of my one mind of how it is. You know what I'm saying? It got to be two-side stories, man. You can't just look at the fact of that, okay, yeah, man, this person got shot. Okay, why is this person doing a shooting? Where does this person live? Where are they at? You know what I'm saying? Why is he shooting people? You know what I'm saying? What? They're not looking at that, man. They're looking at, like, okay, he shot him. We caught him. Lock him up. Throw him away. They give guns to people that don't make no sense. Some people just go just buy a gun just to have it, okay? Yeah, I got these guns. Yeah, they raw. Yeah, they hot. They whatever. First niggas, that's the first thing they say. You even got white people saying it. The first niggas step up and say something, I'm getting them. Where's the structure behind it, man? You know, how can you, okay, perfect example, B. They said that Cabrini Green is the reason for all this violence, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to call it the project, right? Now, I'm going to go back to 1929, before it was even a project, man. The Italians was living there. It was called Row House. Okay, it was Cabrini Greens, but it was built on Dell Street. So they already had a structural racist already in the place for it. So by the 1960s came, that's when they started building the row houses. On top of the row houses, that's when they started turning to high-rises. And the reason why they turned it to high rising is because they didn't have nowhere to put the people that couldn't afford to live. They took these people from different poor places and put them in these buildings, in these apartment buildings, and now they call it the projects. But if you put in the poor with the poor already, what makes you think that there's going to be some leadership in there if they're already poor? Who has the direction? Who's going to be a leader in there? You have to have somebody in the leadership there. So they have to fend for themselves. They have to live for themselves. So then when you knock down a building because the project is not working no more, if it's already structural racism, what makes you think the people that knocked the building down and said we're going to place these people in different areas and let them live better to do what they need to do, if they didn't have a good idea of building the building to be a better place, what makes you think they had a good idea of putting these people that they never been outside of Cabrini Green, the Gold Coast area. You put them all the way out there in the 100, or you put them in Inglewood with the rest of the people that don't even know how these people are going to act. What's the first thing you're going to do? They're going to defend themselves. Man, it's more to it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, you can blame that kid for pulling that trigger and killing somebody, but you got to blame all of them and their goals with it. You got to blame the congressman that goes with it. It ain't just kids that's doing it. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
You know, that actually is very much so right. You can't just blame the whole, you know, you mean, you just can't blame the kids because at the end of the day, you know, it's an age-old thing. They're saying, well, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it was a war on drugs. It's a war on drugs. Okay, well, if it's a war on drugs, how did drugs get over here? You mean to tell me we can put a man on the moon, but we can't stop drugs coming from the United States? You mean the drugs affect the United States that much? It doesn't affect the other countries that much? But we can put a man on the moon. You know, all it's population control. Bottom line of it is called population control. I want to be able to control the population that is around, because at the end of the day, I'm infecting them with diseases. I'm infecting them with uneducation, because we're not educated.
Man, can I hit you with something?
So, what?
I'm listening to you, man. I just want to hit you with something, man.
Ahead.
I know, so you finna go with education. The word drought. All right, when you think about drought, okay, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you be like, man, Joe, it's a drought?
Lack of water.
Okay. Now, think about this. All right, some people was out there selling drugs. They did their thing, man. They was running low, you know, so they knew it wasn't that much stuff out there, whatever, man. The first thing they say, man, it's a drought out here, Joe. We waiting on that shipment to come in. We waiting on this to come in. Now, if drugs grew from plants, marijuana grew from, you know, say from plants, okay, that's how you already know that it's already being structured and designed that way, because it's not grown. It's not grown here. So you got to get it from somewhere else. And then you got to look at it like this, man. Some people is homegrown it, or whatever you call it, whatever. They getting arrested for it. Where's this stuff going? All the stuff that they're picking up, man.
I'm going to give you one better than that. Is it piggyback off of what you just said? It's not grown here. It's not, so you mean to tell me by it not being grown here, it's not being manufactured here? That means you control it. How much comes in and how much doesn't come in. So you mean to tell me you by you knowing how much comes in, then you know what area it's going to go to. What area we needed to be saturated in, and what area
right.
we don't need to be saturated in. So you mean to tell me, what about all those people who got locked up for selling weed back in the day, now being locked up?
Structural racism, baby.
Now it has become legal to sell and buy drugs. You mean to tell me science is new about what's going on with these drugs way back when, but they don't know what's going on now? Oh, I mean, they know about the drug now and how it can help you and cure cataracts and know all this kind of stuff, but all of a sudden, back then they didn't know it. Put a moon, put a man on the moon. All I know is they put a man on the moon. How did he get there?
Yep.
He didn't get there by metamorphosis. He got there because somebody was able to put a plan together. So at the end of the day, put this plan together. But the real talk is, I'm trying to implant right now in every black person's head that's out here on the street. What do you do with your money when you make it? You could drop, you can buy cars, rims, clothes, but if you're not stacking your money away for the future, for tomorrow, then you ain't did a damn thing.
But you know what, though, B? How would I know how to do all that, right? How can I do all this if I'm not? Think about it, man. All I know is I'm coming. I'm just gonna look at it like this. I'm coming from Cabrini. I go to another area. Okay, I'm in another area. Okay, where's the leadership? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got babies raising babies. So now you got shorties raising shorties. Where's the leadership at? Okay, you can't really say it's in your career because Shorty did say on the clip, he said, man, what if my mom on crack rock and my daddy was never there? It's getting real now because I'm grown now. So the first thing I'm going to try to do is what I see on TV or what I see Big Homie doing outside. I can't really, you see what I'm saying? How can I even say, okay, well, how can I reach out to you? You that dude, all right? You that dude that's what's the dude? You that dude.
Right now.
Okay. And what I'm gonna do is this, man. We gonna get back at it. I'm gonna play play another clip, man. We're gonna go to commercial. I'm gonna play this clip, man, and then I'm gonna play part two. All right. And then you let me know what you think. All right.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. You got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com is www.westernworld.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Chicago's South Side. These streets are home to some of the most dangerous gangs in America. Last year, there were more murders here than in any other city in the United States. Just standing on the wrong street corner can be enough to get you killed. Iceman and Rogue are guarding the streets that belong to their gang, the Black Peace Stones.
I wouldn't stand on nobody else's corner like this. You know what I'm saying? Cause
what would happen?
Probably be some shooting. We probably wouldn't be standing right here. Iceman might come shooting or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm killing this. Yes,
The Loud Pack team say they rap about real life in Chicago. For them, that's drugs and guns.
He nicknamed it Chirac, like Iraq, because, you know, they were over there shooting, bombing, and
a lot of
killing
out here, a lot of guns,
you know,
out here. There's so a lot of guns out here, y'all
we
know
call
that.
It, we call it Chirac.
A lot of guns.
Cause that's
a lot of
we,
guns
that's
out here,
feel.
Man.
We
it's
feel
a
like
lot
we're
of
in
guns.
A war zone right now, you know what I mean? Like,
it is a war zone. We're dying every day.
Every day.
They want to show us their neighborhood, one of the most notorious areas in the South Side. Despite looking pretty edgy, they assure us this block is safe because currently there's no feud with rivals. But as things are winding up, their assurance is in doubt.
They shoot. Watch out, watch out.
Initial fears quickly subsided.
So that was a paintball.
That was a paintball gun.
Yeah, they shot me.
Everyone's all on the ground.
I got shot.
Police say the paintballer who plagues the neighborhood all weekend was later shot with a real gun as payback for pulling a series of pranks. On the South Side, guns of any type are no joke. There were 7 real shootings that night, one creating yet another South Side shrine, this one adorned with black and red markings, the colors of the gangster disciples, just one element of a complex myriad of warring gangs. Overwhelmingly, the victims are young black men in their late teens and early 20s. According to the FBI, in 2012, there were 506 murders in Chicago, significantly more than the next two cities, New York and Detroit. Since 2003, more Americans have died in Chicago than in Iraq. On the streets, the gangs these boys come from are at war with each other. But on the basketball court, different rules apply. First is no guns allowed. It's taken a year, but this church-run initiative is now hailed as a big success. It works because of the people who run it.
I tell them they can't live this life like Black Ops. It's not a video game. You don't get an extra life. Once you're dead, you're dead. Once you kill someone, they don't come back to life. And when you go out on that retaliation, you only get that sense of fulfillment for a small amount of time. When you come back or when you wake up the next day, your friend, your brother, he's still dead.
As America remembers the shooting that shocked the nation, the man who runs this league says the plight of Chicago's Southsiders is being ignored.
Newtown was horrific. It was horrific. My problem was is that we all of a sudden confronting violence in America after 20 white babies get killed. 506 children in Chicago get killed. It's another day, another month, another year in Chicago.
This is a national problem. So far, no one has the solution. Amanda Walker, Sky News, Chicago.
Man, that's another one, man. You know what I'm saying? Courtesy of Sky News, man, Amanda Walker, man. It's another clip that I had got, man. You know what I'm saying? That was Father Flagler, man. You know? That was Father Flagler, man, that said that about the fact that 20 white babies get killed. Oh, man, so after it's an epidemic. But 506 Chicago kids get killed. You know, oh, okay, all right, they dead. Let's go ahead and move forward. It's going to look good for the news, you know. And that's another thing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's all you turn to now. You really don't see too much of positivity or nothing nowhere no more. It's getting hot outside. Okay, in the wintertime, it wasn't doing that many killings because everybody was in the house or they was doing what they was doing, you know what I'm saying, because it was cold outside, right? Now it's summertime. As soon as you come outside, oh, man, Joe, we got to get them. You know, they just killed Chief Keith, I don't know if he's little, but Chief Keith's cousin, Blood Money, you know what I'm saying? He was outside. Uh-huh. But the thing is, my whole point of saying this is just that, okay, it's easy to go cop a gun. You can go get a gun faster than you can go pay for to register in college. You can go get a gun faster than it is to say, okay, well, let me get a plane ticket just to go roam. You know what I'm saying? Let's go see a different city. You can get a gun faster than you can just say, man, Joe, how can I get this bus ticket? Or, you know, Let's go to the Bulls or the Sox game. You know, don't let it be the playoffs. You can never get a ticket to go to the playoff game, but you can get a gun to playoff. You know what I'm saying? Guns, you can get a gun faster in the blink of an eye nowadays, man. I mean, if you know the right connection, sometimes you ain't really got to know the right connection. All you got to do is say, hey, man, I need to cop one. All right, I'll call you back. Come on, man. It's easy. But the thing is, the guns ain't killing people. It's the people with the guns killing the people. You know?
Exactly.
Man. It's crazy. It's crazy, bro. You know, how you look at the things. And me and you could be on the radio show. We could be blowing air. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we talking. Yeah, we blowing air, man. But, you know, ain't nobody physically in our family got hit with a bullet or nothing like that. But my whole point in saying this is, at least that way we are talking.
Mm-hmm.
We don't broke the G code already.
Yeah.
You know, silence and secrecy, you can't say nothing. We broke that already, so what, now we can get fucking hit? No. You feel me?
You know, the thing about it is, and that I will take this to my grave saying is, you know, a lack of education. They want us to be ignorant. They want us to not know. I said the lack of education. They want us to be ignorant. They want us to not know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want us to constantly be at odds with ourselves because we are the original slaves. We are the slaves that keep this country going. And until we wake up and understand that, we'll always be in the same frame of mind. We are slaves. We are what keeps this country going. Regardless of how we look at it, that is what it is. So how do you change that? Education. They said in the clip I was watching, the first thing that they do, they shut down basketball courts.
Yep.
They shut down the parks.
Yep.
The second thing they do is they strip away your schools.
Yep.
They add more police. New and improved police department. Now we're ready. It's the order. We take away the basketball court, police department, remove the schools. And by the school being funded by our government system, which backs up what you're saying as far as structural racism, because I don't have the same books as my counterparts. I don't have the same type of teachers with enthusiasm in order to teach. I don't have the same type of programs that my counterparts have. If I don't even have food in my stomach, how am I going to be able to even learn? But you can get free food in jail, get free clothing in jail, get free shelter in jail, too. We have millions of dollars behind our name. Millions of dollars behind our name. The day that we are born, we're bought. For a price. Our names are being bought and sold on the stock market every day. It's up to us to understand what is all this about. Slavery. They want us to keep killing ourselves. They want us to be slaves. Uneducated. Unaware. They want that. And until the day that we get up here and just say no more, it's going to continue this way. Until the day we say no more, it's going to be the same thing over and over and over again.
Man, Hey, well put, well put, man. I mean, you got to look at the fact of when you said they take away the basketball courts, then they turn around and they take away the schools, and after they take away the schools, and they turn around and put the police out there, then they stop the police. You know what I'm saying? It's all, that's the project. That's structural racism, man. That's how they do it. That's how the rich get rich, because they organize with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing with it. Even when you go with slavery or enslaved with it, man, you know, now look at the man as a slave is a person that don't know that. You don't know. You don't even know that you are in a position. That's, I don't care what color you are now, man. You know, that's when you know that you're a slave, because you don't know what's going on with you. All you just know is you're being told what to do, how to do it, you're in a set routine, and you move it. That's it. And if you ain't growing with it or it's not building, what's the point of even dropping? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I call myself that person that got structure if I don't know what's going on? How can I call myself that person that could be a leader when I only know how to lead what's right in front of me? You know that? Like, I can't even sit up there and keep standing enough that if a person don't care, how can I turn around and make you care? Only thing you care is when you get caught.
Yeah.
Perfect example, man. Father Flagler said a perfect example, man. You got 20 white babies, man, getting hurt, but then turn around 506. That's just a minimum of a body count, man. That's more than a degree in the city of Chicago, man. They call it Chirac, man, because they're at war. You know, and that's my whole intake, man. On that, man. Hold on, man. It's just deep, bro. It's just deep, man. You know. I wanna play this song, man, about Nicki Minaj and Lil Herb, man. You tell me how you feel about the song, man. They said the song is like the Lil Heat Wave now. I don't know if you heard it yet. Have you heard the song yet? Is that right?
No.
I'm going to bump the mic right here. You just tell what you think. All right. And then we're going to come back in and then, you know, cut out the clues and all stuff. Let me see where it's at. I'll find it. You never find it. When you look for something, you can never find it. But let me not look for it. You know what I mean? Let me see. All right, here we go. Let's go.
Got a money fetish, I'm a fly to Venice. Got a big house, I could play some tennis. Lil Herb, what's good? I'm a bad bitch and I fuck good.
Know a couple niggas that's down to rap for a homicide when it's drama time. Run up on a nigga with the llamas flying, leave his love boys all traumatized. 150, I'm really with it, I'll drop his ass in, then forget it. I'm the man around my side of town, might see a bitch and forget I hit it.
I'm a young nigga, I be getting money, take your bitch from you. And these niggas don't get no respect, I'ma stay 100 till I'm 600. Matter of fact, I gotta keep it 150. For every nigga that's gon' come with me, I'm on rock block with a new semi and a blue billy and do 1-6. Smoke a lot of weed like fuck it, put a Dutch in. Got a 40 on me, I don't trust any. And if any nigga ever try to end me, I'ma die shooting, praying God forgive me. You too busy hating, you can't get no paper, why y'all so silly? Straight killers, I can call so many. I don't love no bitches, but my mom and sister and my gun and nick. I'm in Hollywood, came from Case and Fools. Shorty standing in the streets with tools. Where I'm from, we don't play no games, ain't no April Fools, you'll make the news. Where I hang, we don't say no names. If you talk to cops, I stay away from you. Keep your mouth shut in them investigations, you'll be out the station in a day or two. Dedication and a little patience, leave the domination on my way to greatness. Don't put yourself up in a situation, putting my relations in your conversation. Shoot an opposition with no hesitation. You get my position, then you better take it. Know some young boys from a while back, trying to lead the game, but they never made it. I got old shit killing your shit on a couple tracks, I just never played it. Pussy nigga, you don't want war, I got old clips, bitch, I'm Baron Davis.
Old clips, bitch, I'm Baron Davis. Old clips, bitch, I'm Baron Davis.
Pussy nigga, you don't want war, I got old clips, bitch, I'm Baron Davis.
Know a couple niggas that's down to ride for a homicide when it's drama time. Run up on a nigga with the llamas flying, leave his love boys all traumatized. 150, I'm really with it, I'll drop his ass in, then forget it. I'm the man around my side of town, might see a bitch and forget I hit it.
Gang, gang, gang shit, man, you already know I'm rocking, man. It's G Herbo, shout out Nicki Minaj, you already know, man. SB just gave me the nine with the green beans, just give me the green light. Let niggas have it, man. We pull it up anywhere, wedding shit, man. Got 50s in them Tex, 50s in them Max, man. 30s in them Glocks, 17 shot Berettas, all that shit, man.
Think about that song. What you think about that song? Well, yeah, LB.
Old Thomas told me this one time, you know. He said, I don't even watch television anymore. He's my guy I use for my plumbing, my HVAC work, heating and cooling. He says, I don't even watch television anymore. I said, you don't? He said, man, I don't even watch television anymore. I said, why not? He said, what do you think it's called? I said, I don't know. What did he call it? The television program. Sat back, I thought about it. What is the operative word in that? Programming. Music also programs us. Music tells us when to get up and dance, when to sit back and just enjoy the words. Or whatever you want to do, that's what music does. Unfortunately, truth of the matter is, a lot of us are being programmed by what we listen to. We are being programmed by what we listen to every day. We don't have the understanding to put it together. Because you hear this man rapping about, he got guns, he got this, going out here, he doing this, he doing big things, he moving weight, he doing this, that, and the other. At the end of it all, he's not promoting not to do it. He's promoting that this is all right to do. And this is how he made it, because he did all that, and now he can make it in the... because now he's a famous rapper. I'm a rapper. And I just want to rap about all the things that I did. So when you have a little shorty growing up, he's listening to this, and the first thing he thinks about is, wow, he did all that? I could do that too. He did all that? I could do that too. Wow. I don't want to be just another rapper. I want to be a drug dealer. we don't realize what we're doing to our children and how we're programming our children. We don't have a clue. We need to wake up and find a clue, because we don't have a clue. And that's the real truth. We do not have a clue. At all. We need to wake up. Because, yes, I grew up in the rap world. I grew up in the rap generation. And I did some things that I'm not proud of. But I knew the difference between right and wrong. I also grew up on Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, the OJs, Temptations, Top. Those were the first forms of music that developed me. Music of how to love. If you don't know how to love, then what do you know how to do? Kill. If I don't know how to love, I know how to hate. If I don't know how to love, what am I doing? I'm teaching people how to hate.
So do you think that when they closed down the project, the red and the white buildings, do you think that by putting them all the way out there, or putting them in different areas, that this is a part of the violence that's happening right now? Because that's what a lot of people are saying right now. They're saying there's a lot of violence because they don't tow down for Brittany Greens. But didn't they tear down a lot of other projects down too?
They tore down a majority of all the projects are torn down. Majority of all the projects are torn down.
Why do you really say Cabrini is the one that's doing it?
Well, because that's the most popular one known. You know, that's the most popular one that's known that was torn down. Because Cabrini Green was around close to the Gold Coast. Cabrini Green was the Gold Coast. It blended all in that area. So now that it's gone and gentrification has taken the place, now that it's gone, gentrification has taken place.
Structural racism, baby.
So, if you sit back and you look at the situation and what it is, it's letting you know that we're being placed like this on purpose. We're being placed like this on purpose. What you've been saying, structural racism.
That's it. That's the whole nine. Think about it. Programming, TV, you know what I'm saying, music. They say music is the outlet. You know what I'm saying? One person said, man, it was another clip, man. He's like, man, he said, when you hear it in these rappers, man, they're rapping right now. They was in the game before. Now you hear them now, so they saying what they saying out loud on this radio and do what they doing. Like, man, like I do Hip Hop Fridays, man. You know what I'm saying? No cuss words. I do the cuss words, explicit, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? I let them do their art. Music is an art, okay? Now, I let them do it. You know what I'm saying? This is what I play. I love music. I love hearing the young youth, man. I like the way that it switched up. You know what I'm saying? Some people say, man, Joe, that ain't rap music no more. But I just like the way that it's changing. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a variety of music now. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hear the way Jay rap, go get a Jay-Z album. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hear how, you know what I'm saying, Common rap, well, it's Common out. You know what I'm saying? It's just things is changing right now. Things that we don't have no control over. We can control it, but they're not going to let us get in there and do it. It's planned like this. Even got a gay rap album out, man. Fly Young Red.
Oh,
you know
wow.
What I'm saying? So they switching the game up, dog. There's nothing that we can say or do. I'm not saying there's nothing we can't say or do, but Judah's already in a position of power. I'm not going to change nothing. Except for what? Why should we change it? Because if I change it, I'm going to lose money. If I change it, I'm going to lose. Why should we switch position? Man, one thing that guy said, another rich man said, why would I switch roles with these people when it's the reason why they down there, why they part of the 80%? They can't get out on their own. So why would I switch roles? Why would I start making more money because they broke? Why should I feel sorry? Yeah, get, you know, one few, two, maybe three families out, you know what I'm saying, get them out the ghetto and, you know, make them, you know, put them on TV, let them know that how, you know, the 1% foundation changed their lifestyle. What about the other 70%? It ain't going to happen. That was going to be unbalanced. And when they start working and start getting that money and start doing what they was doing, when the poor was starting to get that money, what they do? Oh, man, we got to go to inflation. Let's shut it down. Because we want to be in power.
Mm-hmm.
They got the point to where right now, dog, the money that we got right now in our pockets right now, they can say, man, that money don't make no, that money ain't good no more. You got to use this. Bring all that money back and go switch it out to this. And they'll do it.
Yep. Yep.
We don't run nothing, man. We have no, you know, even the Bill of Rights is not even designed for us. That's what they say about the more Americans, how they don't honor it, man.
Just
the United States of America's bills of rights, their laws. Crazy, man. I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like this, man. It's getting hot out here, man. And
yeah,
the thing is, put these basketball rims back up. You know, get these basketball tournaments back. But it's so crazy now that they even got in high school. You can't even have rivals in high school no more. Because once you go to that school, they finish out to shoot you because you get on the color.
Wow.
We so devaluate ourselves, man. I just made up a word. We have no structure when it comes to us, man. African American people, blacks, man, they're more saying, I am not of color. I don't honor your code, your color of ethnic. That's your code of color, black man, white man. When you honor that, that's when you know that you're in a structure, you're in a system. Like this, man, violence is not gonna stop. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna stop unless you start doing something to where it's gonna equate to easy money. How can we make this easy money? Or, you know, like they did the purge. You get a 24-hour pass to walk around and go visit somewhere else to see how other people live. No violence, but you gotta go see how they live. That way you'll know this is why this person's struggling out here. This is why this person's doing this. This is why this person's doing that.
You know what? It said a whole lot. First and foremost, you said one key thing. What do we need to do? Devalue ourselves as far as the color code system. I am not a black man. What are you? Either I'm an African-American or I am a Moor. One of the two. Define yourself from your original tribe, who you are. White man don't want to be called white. He wants to be called what? Caucasian or Irish American, Italian American. He wants to identify. So at the end of the day, let's call it for what we see it. We are no longer black. We are either Moors or African American. One or the other. Second of all, we need to re-educate ourselves with finances. We do not understand money at all. We do not understand money at all. All we know is to make it. We don't know what to do with it when we get it. All we know is to make it. And when you make it, what do you do with it? When you make it, what do you do with it? Buy some more shoes?
Man,
buy another car to impress somebody else? Buy another car to impress somebody else who at the end of the day ain't going to help you pay that car note?
You know what, bro? If you took that money, I don't know if you've seen that, what I said to you, but it's called privately owned bacon. Privately owned bacon, where if you take this money, you go to any pretty much like a Chase Bank or something like that, and you can ask them about it. How do you do this privately owned bacon? Whereas they take your money, you can put it in there, put it in their own system where you have your own banking system inside of their banks, and you tell them, hey, man, I want these clauses on it. The IRS can't touch this money. Somebody gets sued in the family, they can't touch this money. And every year we got to meet up like it's a family reunion. If you got a business, you got to share your business interests and whether it did good or whether it did bad. And you got to also have a financial planner that's going to be there every year, every step of the way to let you know how the money is growing. And we could borrow the money outside of our bank system. We can borrow the money, but we got to put it back. No interest on it. Just put it back. You know, so if I take $500, I put $500 back. If I take $50, I put $50 back. And because of doing that, it's just going to grow interest on the money. The interest is going to steady grow. And once it starts growing, guess what? Your family, your daughters, sons, will be able to live for the next five generations and it'll still be born. And you just keep this position into play. Whereas you ain't got to worry about who's going to do well with the money because now you know your money is already being protected. Ain't nobody touch that money. And it's going to stack. You want to go out and get a car? You can go to the bank. You go to the Baxter Bank inside of Chase Manhattan. Go to the Baxter Bank and borrow the money out of the Baxter Bank. $20,000. It takes $20,000. I want to set up something to where I want to be able to pay $200 back a month. Okay. And that's what you do. That's how you get a banking system, man. Get a privately owned banker, man. They explain all that to you, man, with no problem. Hey, did you hear about when that guy said, he was like, why should I spend my money with the Blue Cross Blue Shield or with health care when I can spend money with my own family?
When I can spend my own money with what?
With my own family. I get my own family plan. Why should I pay Blue Cross Blue Shield all this money when I get my own family health care? Get a private doctor. Pay the private doctor. See, a lot cheaper than going to these banks. I mean, going to these Blue Cross Blue Shields. That's why back in the days when they had house calls and doctors put the house for you, they still got that right now today. They pay a private doctor to come to their house and see the family. So you used to go to the family doctor, but you just dealing with that doctor. They pay doctors to do that right now. Or even better, why don't I send my kids to school to be doctors and lawyers or whatever, and we go through the family? We ain't never got to worry about paying nobody else. Logical thinking, man. That's what they do. That's how they play with their money.
You got to wear white. It's a club. You got to wear white only. We be trying to throw all white parties.
I give you one.
Real.
There's a joke some more said. He said, you know, our system, way things are going now, is just all out of order. You know, you go to church, you come as you are. They don't care what you got on when you come to church. But when you go to the club, you got a dress code.
That's crazy, ain't it? That's crazy. You got a dress code when you come to the club.
You
don't
got a
have
dress
no jumpsuits.
Exactly. So come to the club to fornicate and act a fool. You got a dress code. Yep.
Hilarious,
like,
man.
Yeah.
Well, man, look, man, I had fun, man.
I did, too.
I had fun today,
bro.
We'll conclude this, man. I just think that I can hear you steps again, man, if you want to go check around with it, man, or, you know, what you want to say to the young youth out here, man?
What you say?
What is it you would like to say to the young youth out here, man?
I would say, pick up the book, 48 Laws of Power. If you don't have the book, download it to your phone. If you don't have the phone, download it to your laptop. 48 Laws of Power. Understand the position. If you are a leader, then lead. Don't let anything or anybody deter you from leading. One rule that you said, though, must be implemented when you lead is silence and secrecy. You must be silent when you lead. If you're going to do this thing called life, live it to the fullest. Don't let anybody deter you. Be positive. It's not about you. It's about what you can give to others to make other people better off. Understand, life is about giving. In order to give, you have to learn what to give. We have a lot of millionaires in our culture. And it's nice to be a millionaire. But having $1 million does not mean anything if you don't know what to do with it to make it grow. For 5 generations from now, it's still growing. And it's still helping your family, become better productive. So, lead from the front, not from the back. Leaders do what leaders do because they are not afraid to get their hands dirty just as much as they ask somebody else to get their hands dirty. Lead by example. I can't tell you to do anything that I don't want to do. That's the difference between a leader.
I love it, bro. I love it, man, because the fact is, man, you tell them what they need to do, man. The first thing I tell you is learn how to read, man. Read, period. If you can read a text message on Facebook or Twitter, read. If there's something that you want to learn how to do, man, look it up, research it. But no problem. You know, I know these streets out here, y'all streets, man, that's what y'all saying. It was so crazy, y'all didn't own the streets. But, you know, these y'all streets, just with y'all hugging, then okay, cool, man. But you gotta look at it like this, man. What that next brother, that next sister doing, man? You know, when you go to another area, another territory, man, think about it before you do it, man. I don't know what else to say, man. You know,
you said it all within that one thing. Read. Don't wait till you go to jail. Because they monitor your reading material when you're in jail, too. Don't wait to go to jail to read. Don't wait to go to jail to read. You can read right now. You can go buy your book right now and you ain't got to worry about what government will not know what you're reading. Go buy the book. Don't rent the book, go buy the book. Go buy the book.
Right. Alright, boy. Thanks, man. Today, man, we trying to get LB to come back on Sundays, man. He be so busy. We can't wait to get on the boat. We ain't never catch him, we gonna go on that boat. Alright, bro. Hey, man, I'm gonna play a mix, man. If you wanna stay on, man, I got you, man. Today, man. We gonna wrap it up, man. Thanks, B. It's been a pleasure, brother.
Okay, pleasure. One.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. You got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com is www.westonworldone.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Turn your radio up. Turn your radio up. Because it's time for the Dennis Live Western World 1 mini mix.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Sitting in meetings with DJ Malone.
We made.
And Mark Maneri, I know you don't know him. You broke and you phone.
We made.
Come in the club, your baby mother, she run up in my face. She wanna leave with the kid, you dig? I put her right under my cape.
We made.
Butter with Juju and Juju with Roxy and she with Sanaya.
We made.
We drunk and we hungry. No, we not bougie. We go to Papaya.
We made.
We went to my crib, bitch chill. Oh, you think I'm a liar? Sanaya looking at Juju, I'm looking at her. Like, why don't you try
it? We made.
That story right there, no, it's not for the public. My jewels don't ask, you gonna be mad. It's not in your budget. 5 words for all of you hoes. Why don't you suck it? She is a chicken, I mean, he is a chicken McNugget.
He made it.
Dame Dash, you know he's my favorite. We just finished the deal, it's real. Now, let's go get faded.
We made it.
His resume, well, that's nothing to play with. Everyone he worked with, all we can say is, nigga, we made it. Kanye West, he made it.
What up, Sherry? Manuel Carlin.
Okay, Jay.
We know he
I
made
know he gonna say that he did it himself. This ain't a diss, ain't nothing about wealth. This is about how real niggas don't tell. And you, Damon Big, made it out of the hell. Whoa, 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 whoa. From moving them birds to rapping on break beats.
We
I was 15 years old, taking them birds right over the
The devil, the haters, the bloggers, the papers, the labels, they label me. But they can't relate to our struggle, my nigga. We came up from slavery. Apologies go out to all of my fans 'cause they waited so patiently.
This one is for all of the lost and forgotten black angels that pray for me. A milli niggas love me cause I'm ill. The greatest story ever told, niggas in the field. From Solomon to Sambo to Django, it's fact. I'm the fire kind of rap and I get it from the wheel. The son of WD who hung around in the deep, who ran around in the streets. The trap gods raised me, faith all on the sphinx. Story all on the wall of the pyramids. Niggas know the black god saved me. You can blow the nose off, that won't change it. Obamacare won't heal all that anguish. We came a long way from the bottom of the boat. All praise to the MACD, we found our language. Gold necklace, middle finger erected. God, Tribe of Shabazz, Stalin on the record. Lost sons of Muhammad, we wildin' in the record. The Shad to Allah and Lahat is the message. All these niggas, I got to fight one. All these devils, I got to strike some. All these rebels just waiting on the war cry. Mama said, son, you got to strike drum. Rock Nation, celebration, motivation, elevation. Nigga, we made it from slaves on the slave ship, live from the cotton fields, straight to the spaceship.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Top of the slave ship, popped up my chain and took it to Jacob, I gotta go play there. More than that bitch, like, nigga, we made it, I own my own masters. No, I ain't missing no royalty statements, I can't be rated. Damn, ho, stun on them haters. Sorry, Mr. Drizzy, put so much y'all talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. Why these rappers rap about guns they ain't shot and a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my loop, speed up, young go. Stunting on stage after 12 years of slaves. This ace spade look like an Oscar. Black tough, look like a mobster. Don't make me ride ya, nigga, watch your tone. I come to court with black boxes on. Y'all hella jealous of my melatonin. I can black out at any given moment. I'm God, Jesus, 7-letter made. So with my arms and feet shackled, I still get paid. All praise is due, I'm ready to chase the Yaku back in the cage. These are the last days, what do I sing phase? Showed up to the last supper in some brand new J's. I'm the true living book of hoes. New religion ain't from the other world. Alien superstition. You blind, baby. Blind to the fact of who you are, maybe. My bloodline's crazy. Kings and queens and Michael Jordan rings. I go stupid, though. Susio. The flow's filthy. Y'all can't kill me. I've been inoculated from the snakes in the face. And your corny handshake. Cocksucker, we made it.
Pouring this road wide, bad bitches rolling up all of my tree. She German and white and her parents despise of a nigga like me. I pay what I weigh, cause everything in this life come with a fee. They throwing them stones behind their hands when they come to some beef. Been working so hard on this album that I ain't been sleeping in weeks. Cruising with Reef, SOT8, we abusing the streets. No limit, we limitless. Never date women that don't come with personal benefits. Man, I am chasing these dividends. Niggas is acting like hoes, I can't make no sense of it. I do what I want, they do what they can. I don't feel no sentiments, go for them Benjamins. Couldn't walk miles in my Timberlands. It's gon' get ugly like gremlins. Not for all that racket, my nigga. Go take that shit back to the Wimbledon. Exposing you janky promoters. Make promises, never deliver shit. Now this where I've been. My nigga tell me you ain't feeling this shit. I've been on some shit, you can tell by the stench. By any means, gotta come up with the rent. That's hustle with jobs, that's hustle with work. That's hustle with balls, whichever come first. I know some niggas that's pushing the work, I can show you the savings. I know some niggas that's pushing the waiver, connect from the major. If paperwork looking official, the niggas gon' say that we made it. Then I'ma look at them haters and tell them my
nigga, we made it.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
I'm the man in my city like Biggie, so haters they probably can't stand them. Should've been part of the opera, the way that I play in the Phantom. This word on my feet kinda break for me, fuck it, I told on the tenor. First rapping nigga that power the streets of the radio banner. I'm looking for something to surf on the night with a body so vicious. If she not fucking, I tell her get lost and I send her the worst of my wishes. I'm helping my niggas get dinner, we eatin', they talking about dishes. Fuck with my money, I'm pricing your head, blow the rest on these bitches. Nigga, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Try to keep that on the low, cause then people find out we gon' probably get raided. Find me a tutor, head game was smart to the point I was searching for knowledge. She just got a mask or something amazing, you would think she fresh out of college. Shout out to Drizzy and OVO, and that shit that I just got from Tokyo. That alley you helped me, I'm finna score. Gotta let my nuts hang on before we go. I'm patiently waiting, wingers patiently skating. Just in case they ain't hear what I say, I ain't worried, my niggas, we made it.
We made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey. Damn, we made it.
we made it.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna go here, I need a gun to go there. Bro, no, I'm trying to go slide on these bitches. They ain't got that pole on them, man. That shit over, I ain't even gonna lie. A lot of bodies getting dropped, all type of shit, man. Squad. Love.
I'ma tell you the truth, growing up in the shy, I ain't got nothing to lose. I done seen a lot of mamas cry, I done heard a lot of homies die, can't walk in my shoes. Out here in the field, you don't do what I do. My ass me a day, boy, what you gonna do? I'ma get to this cake, man, we gonna be straight. But I told you either way, I ain't going to no school. You catch me on the A with the 8, on the bro, got the K. Either way, we still got that 2 ass up in there, web, boy, I know I can't snooze. You're a real tree nigga, then I'm just like you. Please go out of my family, I hate to choose. Granny tell me all the time, boy, I pray for you. Don't wanna change the channel with me, I made the news. All the bodies get dropping, they don't make the news. If you out in the streets, do you know what's up? Everybody wanna know. No ass so fucked up. Wonder why the y'all niggas don't get no fuck. Cause he knows don't nobody give a fuck about us. So we shoot guns and we gang bang and we post up each and every day. Fuck the police, we gon' sell weight till the people show us a better way, huh?
Shit change out here, man. And LLB 150 Rock Block.
Gang.
We always out here, man. Walking the face on that.
They got gangsters on that side. And savages on this side. Them junkies on the block. Robbing ladies for a hit now. Never ever did I give a fuck about no bitch. I was too busy trying to make $100 off a flip. By all the choppers niggas. And when Lil Bro coming out that dip, they start running. Lil Bro go let off $100 out that clip. Why they snitching? Why they snitching? Why all these niggas snitching? We don't want prosecution. We execute the witness. A nigga get whacked, probably over chit-chat. Hollow switch shit back, nads on me grind round with the stack, try and get they leaf back. It's still the same shit, bitch, I roll with the same click. Pocket full of Ben Franklin's, no change, bitch, and I never ever change it.
Some niggas out here in the field, man. You out here in the field, you know how this shit get, man. Squad.
Fuck they mad cause we getting dusty. Team rolling, troll, why these niggas twisted up. Every day you see me, I'm on some let's get it. What, look at your shoes, your kicks and stuff. You mad, you wanna stick me up. These niggas sick as fuck, they mad cause we getting dusty. Team rolling, troll, why these niggas twisted up. Every day you see me, I'm on some let's get it. What, look at your shoes, your kicks and stuff. You mad, you wanna stick me up.
I got a mad nine. They typing colon, open parentheses. Look at they face, cause they sad now. I never bag down, money for that jag now. I'm used to popping tags, clown throwing in the bag now. My team full of hospitals, block niggas, wop grippers, guap getters. Rocks in the watch, so the watch glisten. Pot flippers, listen, we all are making pop, nigga. Bottle after bottle, we tequila and Ciroc sipper. Reason for these shoes and these trues on my damn hip, cause I bag 125 till they can't zip. Spinning through the land, I'm trying to make a couple grand quick. Jesse White tumble shit, I'm all about a damn flip. Plus I got a coochie habit, you peeping this damn fit. Hat matching my shirt and hat matching my damn kick. Sticking to the damn strip, beat it in your man dip. You think I was anemic, had the heater on my damn hip.
These niggas sick as fuck, they mad cause we getting dusty. Team rolling, troll, why these niggas twisting hoe. Every day you see me, I'm on some let's get it. What, look at your shoes, your kicks and stuff. You mad, you wanna stick me up. These niggas sick as fuck, they mad cause we getting dusty. Team rolling, troll, why these niggas twisting hoe. Every day you see me, I'm on some let's get it. But look at your shoes, your kicks and stuff. You mad, you wanna
getting
stick
paper,
me
make up. A hater wanna rob a man. I'm in this bitch, black jewels, black outfit, like I'm about to rob a man. I'm on charge like the Hemi in the Charger, fam. Stop, pose for the frame, and my Ricky Bobby in. Ain't no time for folly in, we getting our Bob Marley in. We twisting up loud over here, you getting your Bobby in. That's why they wanna rob you, man. They think it's sweet until I up a cannon and poke them in their wig like a bobby pin. The reason that they block mad, they wanna pop mad, cause the stash got enough cash for that drop tag. I love life, I'm not mad. Plus we live by money, power, respect, same principles the locks have. The reason that they block mad, they wanna pop mad, cause the stash got enough cash for that drop tag. I love life, I'm not mad. plus we live by money, power, respect, same principles the locks have.
These niggas sick as fuck, they mad cause we getting dusty. King rolling, troll, why these niggas twist and huddle? Every day you see me, I'm on some, let's get it. What, look at your shoes, you kick this stuff, you mad, you wanna stick me up. These niggas sick as fuck, they mad cause we getting dusty. King rolling, troll, why these niggas twist and huddle? Every day you see me, I'm on some, let's get it. What, look at your shoes, you kick this stuff, you mad, you wanna stick me up.
That's bullshit. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. I forgive, I don't forget. Once you take, don't ask for shit. My high code is it could get. And I don't wait for shit except death, so I'm living. Brother be the double homie, call that escape prison. Niggas talking, don't listen. No talking, don't trust them. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. All black jewels beaming like I signed with Death Row. Smoking heavy petrol. Bitches naked, no flex. Just go, no go. Curse them out, put them out. That's me, put it out. Matter of fact, move around. City feeling like the circus full of all these damn clowns. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. Real shit came from us, and the hitters is my homies. I'm a god on earth, real niggas since birth. I don't know them niggas new, unreal niggas fool. Folks if they ain't came with you, who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. I don't smoke with these niggas. I don't eat with these niggas. I ain't starve with these niggas. I ain't ride with these niggas. I ain't shoot with these niggas. I ain't grind with these niggas. I ain't sound with these niggas. I don't pull up with these niggas. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. Man, these niggas bitch. They fuck as far as I can throw them. Niggas hate and I just tell them that they should be careful cause hate ain't healthy and bullets ain't comfortable. Heaven ain't promised. I don't know them to be honest. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. I don't know these niggas. OGs, these niggas ain't my homies. Money show you all your friends, ain't your real homies. See that paper envy, start acting unfriendly, trying to plot or whatnot. Got my head fucked up, now I gotta switch up. Like, who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. Smoking dope to the face, real shit I embrace.
See, I don't even knock these hoes. They don't know no better. But now I'ma start judging you bitches out the niggas you fuck. They all don't know no rap from no diamond. Levels. I remember smoking dope and fucking hoes. Dodging D's and popping pistols on the corner selling hoes. For the love of Birkin, bitches selling soul. Now I wake up and I fuck my dream girl and tell her, whoa. No, no better. Bitch don't know no better. Run around town with these lame ass niggas, she don't know no better. No, no better. Nigga don't know no better. From my hood named Kiki. And she a bad girl like Riri. And she gon' bust it up before a real nigga. Fuck her on the curtain and that hoe try to keep me. Feminine easy. No, I see more, she like feed me. I tell my jeweler to freeze me. Diamonds, they dance in the bezel, she breezy. Hold up, slide you, with your gang. I be driving to the bank. In my Queens, niggas spent 200,000 on a tank. So it's bulletproof when I roll through, nigga. Every time I cut through, nigga. I put a line in the front and a camera in the back. Get my party with the zoo, nigga. You ain't even have a clue, nigga. You ain't know no better.
You ain't know no better.
Try to snatch my chain, get your whole full clip in your polo sweater.
In your polo sweater.
I'ma go, go get her.
I'ma go, go get her.
Let your hoe go get her.
Let your hoe go get her.
But she end up with some real nigga like us. She ain't bad, won't touch you. Hold up, hold up, hold up.
I remember smoking dope and fucking hoes. Dodging D's and popping pistols on the corner selling O's. For the love of Birkin, bitches selling soul. Now I wake up and I fuck my dream girl and tell her, whoa. No, no better. Bitch
don't know no better. Run around town with these lame ass niggas, she don't know no better. Know no better. Nigga don't know no better. Run around talking like he gon' rob me, he don't know no better.
Wake up in the morning and I'm looking at a mouth. Young nigga, $5 million house. Still on that hood shit. Fuck around, misplace a whole $1 million. Fire my account. Bitch, wanna bet she gon' do for it. Me, she gotta fuck me or fuck you for it. Hope fucking up the brand, she don't know no better. Fuck a real nigga, it don't get no better. No stones in the roller, that's the new sky. Join a VC, CMG with a new Rockefeller. Two doors on the ghost with the stars in the ceiling. Pay attention, gotta school these bitches. Fuck a lame nigga, then you a lame bitch. Let me give you the game. Flogging that nigga keep gold digging bitches, cause they both looking for something, they really the same. I can tell the money don't flow right. New lamb, but you still got a note right. Bitch bad on the gram, nigga like that pics, but she still slipping on the flow right. Pound these hoes be acting up. These niggas be green as fuck. Niggas talking about robbing us. Well, tell them pussies we chop it up.
I remember smoking dope and fucking hoes. Dodging D's and popping pistols on the corner selling O's. For the love of Birkin, bitches selling soul. Now I wake up and I fuck my dream girl and tell her, whoa. Know no better. Bitch don't know no better. Run around town with these lame ass niggas, she don't know no better. Know no better.
This ain't no halo over my head, bitch. But dear God, can you forgive the sinner for everything I did? It's my beginning because the devil around me. So much did you think I got a death wish? Yeah, and the voices in my head get louder. Watching my career disappear like powder. Wish I could rewind those hours and get my life back. Strike that. Clinging to this weed like a life jacket. Fuck rapping. I was really living everything that I was spitting, bitch. What's that? Fights daily, nights crazy. Dream chasing till the drugs came. And I was chopping up them bitches like Jason. Had a motherfucker's face laying on the cold pavement. Wake up, take them. Now I feel sane. Spending every penny in the studio slave. Me and my mind working any odd job. Praying that this little dream was gonna feed our baby. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. What the fuck is this curse you gave me, Lord? Everybody think I finally made it, Lord. But all I am now is a slave, my God.
And Revelation says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. ESP for life, motherfucker. Yeah.
Put that halo around my neck, bitch. And give me death. I'm 22 and it's 22 on my left. God bless. Maybe I'll finally sleep. Maybe the return was originally mine, cause find is key. Maybe I will be great and this voice of mine was designed to be the finest key. But I'm losing faith. Every day they got news to break, like my single flopped and now I ain't hot, and they don't know if I'ma ever see the light of day. My label's mad or my album's bad, or you ain't living up to the hype we thought you had, or I lost a fan, or I'm a cuss again. And meanwhile I ain't there to be my daughter's dad. Fuck, what's meant for me? Cause I don't ever wanna become a celebrity. I don't ever want someone to feel less than me. So put your camera down and stand next to me. Right here, EST. Everyone stand together. And if I ever RIP, then I know everything I stand for forever. Lace up.
And when you play this song, hold your head high, motherfucker.
This what you really want.
Down, become who you are. I'm lost, I'm gonna make this perfect.
Turn me up, Ali.
I know your image of me is what I hope to be.
Black lip, bastard, pass me your password so I can hack inside your brain. See, I too have gone insane. Before I fall, I'm sure to curse you all in Jesus' name. Lead shower and the pebble hour, bitch, stand the rain.
What you really want?
Let me get it back, Ali.
What we doing? What we doing if you don't go out? No
movies, yeah, I'm good.
No
cruise,
no party, no clips. If it ain't about TV, I wanna hear this shit.
Look inside my parking garage and see a collage of every person I despise since the moment I turned 5. Calculate my steps and strategically took my time. Even falling off, I land on the ass of Nicki Minaj. Eat that pink pussy like it's Friday. Bust one, Roman reload, then smoke the shade. And somebody tell Rihanna too, I need that vagina too. Don't fucking take me for some kind of fool. I'm kind of the reminder of knowing Compton ain't kind of cool. Good kid, mad city, mountaintops, couldn't see my views. Countertops, we hop over, hit the register, then we move. I hope this shit can register on a regular soon before I climb this pedestal and make you catch my fucking stool. K-Dot, leave you grieving on evening news. Even when society break even, I'll break rules.
I told niggas, caught wreck, then I told niggas. Fold niggas like clothes and droves, nigga. Homie chose to go toe-to-toe, I had to break his leg. Like a cliche to rock a show, is that over your head? Niggas stretching the truth like they choose to do yoga instead. Either that or they depressed, eating yogurt in bed. Solar system, grab a space shuttle and stay subtle. The bass fits the bait, I'm straight, you a gate cover. I ain't thirsty for the deal, way to make them pay double. Anxious when the bacon on the table, I need a muffin. Basic like cable, you a satellite dish. You was running LA, now you out of there like fish. What can I say? I'm a bastard with black lips, black shirt, black shades, long black dick. I'm off with dogs, I'm trying to bargain shop at Saks Fifth. Swung two axes and knocked the earth off axes, ass.
they got that kind of money in the boondock. Nope. So if you take me up and show me the balcony, looking over the Hollywood Valley, I'll make your balloon pop. Pop stars like you need a dude like me to appreciate your will. I know you got an elevator in your house, but with me, you appreciate the steps. Act like you don't wanna see how much of this jack handle you can handle. You wanna drink and get cut like Rambo, Rambo. And let me drive your daddy's Lambo.
Take me up to Beverly Hills, your daddy's mansion. Let me see Hollywood for real, lights, camera, action. I've seen you partying with Kim, Entertainment Channel. One thing I gotta know, can I drive your daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh, yeah. Your daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Can I drive your daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh, yeah. Your daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Can I drive your daddy's Lambo?
You're young and reckless,
yeah.
Nice as a diamond necklace,
yeah.
Got a pint-sized vodka drink and you're pretty getting pink. Wanna go get breakfast? No, you ain't never been to Waffle House.
Nah.
Always hanging in guys and dolls,
yeah.
If you came to the shop, I'll put you in the Chevrolet and we drive to the mall. Yeah, I came to the club in a pair of famous jeans and a DPA hoodie. But I'm walking through the party with rogue status, looking for Beverly Hills goodies. Yellow Wolf and I'm an Alabama boy. Got more bounce than a dollar and a boy. Need a rich girl like I need a headache, but I take it if I can drive his daddy's toy.
Can you pull over? I have to pee.
You really gotta go?
I really need to go. Stop!
You can hold it.
Pull over!
Alright, fine.
God!
Go pop a squat. Pop a squat.
Real niggas that smoke, I got real niggas with bank.
Real niggas who broke. I got real niggas with OGs. Real niggas with bricks. Real niggas who blow trees. Real niggas who slip. Real niggas who snow. Real niggas who won't. Real niggas who sip lean, strapped up at 15. Real niggas that gang bang. Real niggas that claim blood. Real niggas that crip walk. Show them boys that same love.
I know a real nigga named Gunplay. All he want is gunplay. I know real shooters, no balling, no folding, no pump fake. I got real niggas that died, cause a real nigga got tried. Cause a real nigga just don't care. A real nigga gon' ride. I got real niggas that sitting. I know fuck niggas that told. I know real niggas that didn't. I'm a real nigga that won't. I got real niggas I die for. Then dappin' a life faster. I got real niggas that been real. And these niggas ain't rappers. I got real niggas that's Mason. Real niggas that's Haitian. Real niggas that's Cuban. And some little niggas that's crazy. I got real niggas in wheelchairs. Real niggas we in here. Green niggas they been scared. Real niggas shit that's this here.
I got real niggas that drink. Real niggas that smoke, I got real niggas with bank. Real niggas who broke, I got real niggas with OGs. Real niggas with bricks. Real niggas who blow trees. Real niggas who sniff. Real niggas who snow. Real niggas who won't. Real niggas who sip lean, strapped up at 15. Real niggas that gang bang. Real niggas that claim blood. Real niggas that crip walk. Show them boys that same love.
I know real niggas on the west side. Real niggas on the east. Real niggas down south to the Midwest streets. I got a real nigga named Peanut that ain't really here to speak. I got a real nigga named Kano. I know they gon' set free. I'm a real nigga that get high, get money and don't dick ride. Real niggas on our team. Real niggas on this side. I got real niggas that's quiet. Real niggas that's riot. I got real niggas that sell dope and hustlers that's gon' buy it. I'm a real nigga 25-8. No hustler, I fly straight. Real niggas don't play that shit, eject button that right away. Real niggas with M1s, real niggas with none. I got real niggas with nickel bags and real niggas with tons.
I got real niggas that drink, real niggas that smoke. I got real niggas with bank, real niggas who broke. I got real niggas with OGs, real niggas with bricks. Real niggas who blow trees, real niggas who flip. Real niggas who snow, real niggas who won't. Real niggas who sip lean, strapped up at 15. Real niggas that gang bang, real niggas that claim blood. Real niggas that crip walk, show the boys that same love.
War, nigga, fuck your mama, shit, a war gun. On, this is 101. Pussy boy.
You are watching a man.
Nigga, fuck your mama. Shit, a war gun. Pull up in that wire. Burning off this world. Niggas undercover. So you know I can't trust. I be smirking earth, boy. You be smoking bumper. Real like million Hondas. That bitch to McDonald's. I got plenty condoms and I got plenty commas. If you want some beef, boy, I won't be your farmer. I might be your father. Fall like Penny Hardaway. Judge trying to lock me up. Cause my pills are dark. But that ain't gon' stop nothing. Weeds are my problem. Guns for my armor. Nigga, fuck the culture. I can cut like barbers. That nigga's Forrest Gump. Smokin' on his culture. But bitch, I'm in Chirac. Well, you disrespect me yet? Bitch, that's what you die at. All these fucking lab rats. Now I get my mouth trapped. Niggas wanna fake kick. Wanna know where my house at. They're like, I ain't bout that. I'm about pushing scouts back. Pull up for your block, bitch. Let my niggas out that. Foreign cop, cloud deck. I high off this trooper pack. I high off this ID pack. I high off this choo-choo pack. Smokin' on that thing now. Smokin' on that fat head. Right up 446. Leave a nigga flat dead. Shoot up 47. Flying off like Batman. Boy, I got a bad bitch. Put that bag on that head. I high off this Chief Keef. Got me feel like Superman. That bitch called Chief Keef G. Bitch, I'm not no movement. All these damn friends of me. I'm gon' call a poo-poo man. I got niggas in these streets. They fuck around and do your man. Orange hallelujah man. Still got my tooling man. Fuck with me, I fuck around and school your man. Flexing like a ruler. Shoot him, show him a doodle man. And get your bitch when it's on my dick. I knew it man. Put your butt on wall war. Put your butt on wall war. Put your butt on wall war. Don't wall war. Put your butt on wall war. Put your butt on wall war.
much. Come through ducking shit, Kevin Durant, LeBron. What you like the Twitter beat? Pussy, how you all rap?
Yeah.
Pussy, how you all rap?
Yeah.
Pussy, how you all rap?
So niggas wanna paddle me. So niggas wanna paddle me. They jealous and they envy me.
Why?
Cause I'm really who they wanna be.
You see?
I ain't never did a sneak diss. Call my hitman quick to put you on the hit list. I guess they mad, cause we young and rich.
They mad, cause we rich.
I guess they mad, cause we fuck that bitch. First off, B.I.G., may you rest in peace. Kill my nigga, punching Biggie over Tennessee. Vegetarian shooter, he gon' kill by the celery. Hollow tip, they singin' for you here, feel the melody. Niggas plow my lawn on vacation in Beverly. Offset told me press the button like the game of Jeopardy. I'm pressing it, niggas wanna hit me for my necklace. Diamond, BBS, but that jewel was unsuccessful. Like if we check it, you fuck nigga, try me, my nigga, go reckless. Never will you get me naked. Young Mel Gibson, killing the weapons. Stopping the fuck nigga out.
What?
With $1,000 just
seven.
Boss shit, only boss niggas
boss.
In my set. So niggas wanna hate on me.
Huh?
So niggas wanna plot on me.
They
jealous and they envy me.
Why?
Cause I'm really yeah, who they
yeah,
wanna
Quavo.
Be.
You see?
Hey, hey, what's that go?
Did a sneak. Hit man quit to put you on that hit list. I guess they mad, cause we dug it rich.
They mad, cause we rich.
I guess they mad, cause we fuck that bitch.
Yeah, Quavo. Hey, hold on, what take off at? My brother take off for your trouble. I'm hitting these niggas in a Sachi jacket. That's an $1,800 sweater. I'm getting to that cheddar, my life is so better. Fuck nigga mad cause I'm a trendsetter. Chain got rocks while I'm looking at your pebble. I'm rocking the stage and I keep heavy metal. I got the ether like Nas. I'm strapped up with ammo and bombs. I'm telling my nigga go get you because of the money itching they palms. Put a doom doom doom, that's a 100-round drum. I'm Sunday at church with my mom. I'm asking the Lord for forgiveness because he know that I done.
So niggas wanna hate on me. So niggas wanna plot on me. My hitman quit to put you on that hit list.
Oh, nigga, man,
can we
fuck? Oh, nigga, man, we rich, man.
I guess
fuck
they mad.
Line,
can
man,
we
nigga.
Fuck that bitch?
I'll say.
Fuck nigga, you saying we dissing?
Fuck nigga.
Mr. So top of them bullets come kissing.
Don't enter Atlanta without no permission. Leave them stinking like chitlins. Got niggas that come through your chimney. Like the Grinch that's on Christmas. Did an 8 month sentence. I did it. Came home to the riches. You niggas ain't relevant. Pushing the pack and the melanin. I'm still a veteran. In the pack on the measurement. You niggas got so much jealousy. I need to piss with felony. Nigga, I'ma have to teach you a lesson.
I'ma have to teach you a lesson.
Rah, rah, hit his ass with Smith and West. Hang up in their jacket cause this shit is depressing.
So niggas wanna hate on me. So niggas wanna plot on me.
They
jealous and they envy me.
Why?
Cause I'm really who they wanna be.
You see?
I ain't never did a sneak diss. Call my hitman quick to put you on that hit list. I guess they mad, cause we dug it rich.
Lawyers fuck a day room, put a fuckboy in the graveyard. Pussy in the street, but on the internet they stay high. Her pussy make me strike out, but her head make me stay high. Golly in the street, so when they see me, they say, hey, God. Bro, them cool as fuck, but they'll shoot shit up like $8. Let me get around and I see fuck shit on my radar. My eyes are getting bad, so I'm about to cop a laser. Slap that on my 4-5, come through acting. When it's nighttime, these niggas really
DJ
bitches.
B-Dub,
I
turn
swear
up.
To God, I'm not lying.
Oh,
all black, what I got on. All I smoke is that strong.
No.
I'm like, what's wrong? Show up and fuck shit up. Show out and get hit up. Katie, my little sister. Benz on deck like Diddy. Ball hit bitch with that smooth. Bitch so good she need shoes. Guns on deck like that too. I go nuts like cashew.
Nice.
I know I black too. Phone them be like that move. Lawless, I'm like fuck rules. Thousands all on buckle. She sweet me like suckle. My pack it got muscle. My car it got muscle. I smoke dope and bust move. I smash on me for crew. I got guns for tough dude. So what you got muscle? Shoot you in your muscle. Put you on a t-shirt. Cruise on that like we merch. I got PC
nation.
Shit is crazy, gotta watch the haters, they broke the deal so they play. Ain't no maybe if I up the 80s, start going crazy, niggas drop. Pop out, going so crazy, every damn bitch going shopping. Finesse the plug, so I grab my J's like 2 months before they drop it. Katie crazy, bitch, stop it. Do a drill, hit a target. When I pull you in this crazy toy, watch your boyfriend start jocking. Hit the club and get it rocking.
DJ B-Dub, turn up.
In them bands, they poppin'. Bitch, act crazy, we poppin'. In my city, I'm the queen, bitch. Got a 30 pop of that lean shit. Big sleep, I ain't making noise. Bitch, you probably out that lean shit. My team strong, we lawless. Bitch crazy, but I'm flawless. Don't give a fuck if you hate us. We gon' go crazy regardless. Bam, bands up, bitch, I'm too cool. Move born with Lulu. But you can't call him Tony. I'm shooting, they run up on me. Brocos be so phony. Go get you some money. 2 guns and 130. Our niggas gon' get dirty. Straight feds, I'm swerving. Fly down on they nervous. Niggas fool gang, call them virgin. Move a ball, they nerfing. Katie got bands, bitch, you know. Pop out, what you mad for? Got some young niggas that blast hoes. Mac make them bop like he chemo. I sip strong, can't
Nation.
Blow smoke. Word from my P.O. Got bond money, no division folks. I run shit like D-Bow. These niggas gay, do Dino. Frank be my case, no bingo. Straight jumpers, bitch, shoot free throws. Doing drills at the V, no. Bing.